answer your question is, it's not the 2 hours in the evening that the problem is. It's a little bit of a problem. It's all the hours prior to that, preparing for the meeting, assembling the documents, writing of the documents, doing the follow-up calls. That's the biggest issue. So, you know.
He said Gail would continue to do that anyway.
She does not do that work. She acts as an administrative assistant. She does not put the packages. She physically puts them together, but she does not draft. So
well, I've been doing most of the drafting on a lot of.
Well, God bless you. Then you can continue. And Gail will be happy to.
Well, then
help
I'll take half of staff's pay, too.
Okay. So that's the answer to that question.
So the answer is no, you'll continue, and then the city attorney will pick up the slack for the.
The city attorney will not pick up the slack. It's not his position. He is not a secretary. He is not a planner.
I'm not a secretary and a planner, but you're giving me the duties.
I am not giving you the duties. The committee can figure out how they want to handle it. They get the data to Gail, and she will produce the document.
So you are saying Gail will.
It's been
continue.
This way for years. I did all of the economic development.
Well, this is a little bit of doublespeak. You said.
No,
you said it's not the planning staff, it's the prep staff, but then you said Gail will continue to do the prep.
I did not say that. I said it's the amount of time that the staff, specifically Joel and Nick, takes to put together all of the information and draft the document. Gail physically prints it and puts the packets together.
So this couple hours, the Gail's going to continue to do putting the packet together. And the couple hours of staff sitting there and working with committees, that's going to break the bank and their hours, and we won't be able to provide 4 hours in 2 months if I vote to give you this money.
Again, you hear what you want to hear and disregard the rest. That sounds like a great song, doesn't it? It's not the 2 hours in the meetings. It's all the prep before it. Alderman Mayer. Yes, she is.
I just have two questions. One point, kind of related, but I just have a question for you based on the last conversation. The preparatory work will continue to be done so that those commissions can continue their appropriate work. So no
unless
preparation.
The committees do it, it's not going to get done.
No preparation will be done for those committees and commissions. What are they supposed to work with?
They can do it just like the Economic Development Commission did it for years and years and years. They can do it themselves.
What is economic development?
I agree that it's ridiculous, but it is the situation we're faced with. You can sit here and play to your audience, or you can solve the problem. This is an effort to solve the problem. Mr. Deal and I discussed
this.
You're
the one who's caused the problem.
I did. Yes, you're absolutely correct. I am the person that has attracted the development to this city that you're now experiencing. Absolutely correct. Absolutely. I take full responsibility for it. You keep going back to that 4 hours. You can ignore what I tell you all you want. Mr. Alderman Mayer still has the floor.
So are you going to tell the Park Commission to come up with their own agenda? Where's the line in there with what they're going to need to do? Are they going to know what to do? Is a quarry committee?
I'm not going to let people high and dry. That's staging, right? We'll help them through the first one, and then we got to move on.
Okay, my second question is related
to this. But you
know
what, Alderman Mayer, excuse me.
It's temporary, too, isn't it?
It's until we get, this is all positioning, this is all it is, it's all politics, this is all it is. This normally would not have happened to come to the Common Council unless Mr. LeBert and I said, we should give this to the Council so they can take a look at this. Out of courtesy, we did this. You made it political. Mayor Taylor did this, nobody said not bad an eye. We did this 3 or 4 years ago with inspections. Nobody cared. Why is it all of a sudden an issue? It's because one of the committees you sit on isn't going to have staffing for a little while. I'm sorry. Life and death does not happen on the quarry monitoring committee.
The politicalness of this is you pulling.
Alderman Mayer has the floor, and I've been interrupting him.
So, speaking from the position of the Environmental Commission, we generally get enough preparatory work that we need, even though we don't have staff in each meeting. Is it safe to assume that that will occur for quarry and parks?
Yeah.
And when they're needed for a certain thing, Joel is there or Oren was there.
They're still in the building. They don't say no.
My original, actual first question related to this is, as director of administration with with these persons leaving, Nick and Oren now, and Aaron, do you do exit interviews with them?
Yes, not every individual. Some department heads do, some Dana does. Occasionally I do, yes.
Okay. So everyone gets an exit interview from someone?
We attempt to. There are sometimes certain positions where it may not happen, but it is our expectation to always try to do an exit interview. I can't speak for the police and fire departments. I believe they do. They do work.
I get that. I'm just saying for individuals here at City Hall. Okay, thank you.
Mayor, if I can add one or two quick things. I think an important piece that wasn't really plugged into that last conversation was that if these strategies are able to, you know, able to be successful quickly, that's going to free things up more quickly where Joel or myself can say, hey, I can pick that up, you know, and be able to provide that support. And I guess one other thing I can say, the personnel committee members can attest, they know we have a lot of things we're working on in the personnel committee, yet we periodically have meetings that get canceled, like last month. It's exactly the same. Other priorities in the duties that I had were the reason we had no personnel committee last month. We didn't put a special common council notice together to let you know that was happening, but since this was sort of different and related to the development, the mayor wanted to bring it. But that's not an uncommon thing for items or committees not to provide support. Last month, I couldn't get those things moved forward to personnel that I wanted to because I was busy on other tasks for that came to you guys. So it's not an uncommon thing for committees to be impacted by workload.
Real quick regarding...
Mayor first?
Yes, sir.
Real quick on, you know, planning, because we've lost a couple of employees in a short period of time. And when I got here in 2008, prior to that, I believe, and if I'm wrong, you know, someone tell me, that the planning department was kind of like a revolving door, because you have employees come here in a community that was growing, that was booming, with subdivisions going up everywhere, getting a lot of experience, and we couldn't pay them. We weren't paying them enough, and they were leaving. One, actually, I think I was here maybe 2 or 3 months, and he went down to Illinois. Can't think his name. Ryan. And he went down to Illinois. So he's the only person before Nick and before Oren that's left. Oren, no secret, he wanted, I mean, he was acting economic development director. Nick Fuchs was acting economic development director when Aaron Hertzberg went to Milwaukee County. He obviously wanted that position. He applied for it before, and he did not get it. And he ended up leaving and making more money in the private sector. I mean, he wanted to stay with us. He liked working here. He wanted that job and decided then to go elsewhere. I haven't talked to Oren. I left him a message on Friday because he called me on another issue. But it's my understanding, based on just the brief email from the mayor, is private sector, more income for him and his family. So there's many times that people in the private sector pay more than the public sector. That's the given. So we're not losing people because it's a terrible place to work. We're losing people because we can't pay them enough. And so you wonder why on this item we're talking about 35% more. It's not 35% more. They only can be a certain dollar amount, or Joel can't hire them. So it all circles back to salary a lot of times, and I don't know why. I guess no one said why MMSD or whatever, they don't want to do the work, right? Or Sewer PAC doesn't want to do the work. Is it the time? Is it the money? I mean, I don't know. But the reality is people aren't leaving here. Those two planners that have been here longer than I've been involved left for salary or promotion items that we just couldn't offer.
Mr. In anticipation that I would need a lot of help, I tried a different approach to get Sewer PAC support. I would be calling them proud. So I know somebody, my wife, who works for them. She's put a bug in the executive director here, telling how stressed out I am, how busy I am, how much we're falling behind. And yes, my guess is they would be willing to help a little bit. I'm hoping to ask for more than a little bit. And so she's paving the way. I hope busy at his job, he's busy with his family, but for us, he'll try to, he's going to help. He just can't commit to how much.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Motion carries. On the question, motion is?
Adopt.
To authorize a plan for supplemental services for planning and inspection services departments as set forth in the council action sheet, subject to and contingent upon separate adoption by the county council of an ordinance modifying the 2019 budget.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Next motion.
Alderman Willow.
I'd like to make the motion that we receive a report back on the employees that are hired through the process and the financial amount that is being dedicated.
Second?
Second.
Discussion of the motion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item gets them the money. Is there an ordinance?
Double.
Second. Adopting.
Mayor,
stuff.
Discussion. Now, this comes to where I have the power to say no if, you know, so I got two different things. Mr. Liberta said if this plan gets in process and this happens, we should be able to fill those positions as far as supporting the park. The mayor says, what? If we vote to give you this money, Ms. Liberta said, if this plan goes, we should be able to take up that slack on those two. That's what he says, and what he used to.
That's not correct.
Well,
I said it comes into play. It should impact. I don't know how quickly we will be able to fill those portions, if how sewer pack will come, if we'll be able to fill Lawrence on the first time. We'll find an intern who can jump in and be great from the get-go. So it can be able to impact that. I can't tell you that it should immediately. And I can't also tell you how many of all the plans that are sitting out there sort of at the top of the funnel that haven't come through yet could be enough. We could do all of this and still find ourselves overwhelmed because we've got more development coming than we've even anticipated. So this is a tool and a variety of tools to help us do those.
Well, clerk's office
I can't
is
tell you
overwhelmed.
Should.
Clerk's office is overwhelmed. We're not addressing that. So I just thought I'd bring that up. But I want to make a reference as far as I've made this political. There are not one person here previously or now that would be able to vote for me. So to say I'm making this political, I don't know what I have to politically gain other than I'm trying to watch out and be accountable, and that is all. And to get the people's work done, which includes the park issue and the quarry issue, which Mayor, you refuse to be at least partly accommodating on. That's all I'm asking you, is that you work with us on this, but you've drawn the line in the sand. And if I have that wrong, then please correct me, because I'm about to make a vote to give you money to hire people that you say you need, and I'm okay with that, but I'm asking you to work with Alderman Nelson and I on those committees that you're pulling staff from. That's all I'm asking.
First of all, you're not giving me any. Well,
giving you the power is, when we give you the money, we give you the power to do this.
You're giving the staff the money to do the work of the citizens, much the same as what you've been saying all evening. As you say that I've been obstructionist on the Quarry Monitoring Committee, I think that your perspective is slightly out of whack, because you'll recall that we've had lots of conversations about your agenda items, and I went forward and fixed some of those, implemented some of them, even before the action sheet was published. website took care of? Okay, all right, fine, that's fine.
Website has not yet been taken care of. No changes have been made to the website yet, except for the mapping.
Okay. We have a motion. Yes, we have a motion.
Yeah,
we'll roll call, Madam Clerk.
Yeah, I think the motion.
Mayor, point of order, though, I ask you a question. You didn't address that. So I'm before I make my vote, I'm wondering, will you be somewhat flexible on the staffing for those who you're flat on saying, no, I won't be?
I'm going to tell you that right now we cannot afford to have staff for those positions. Will I be flexible? I'm always flexible. Somebody have an issue?
Yeah, I do. I'm so sick and tired of listening to this. And you say political, we're all political. I have a problem with you berating Alderman Wilhelm.
You're asking.
In public. All the time. It's just not tonight. It's all the time. And I've got an issue with that.
Thank you.
Here, here.
Okay.
Going to give you my eye on your word that you will work with us.
Not giving it to me, but I appreciate the vote.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstention. Move on to item G8, resolution authorizing approval of revisions to Appendix F, sample subdivision agreement. This again, normally the staff does not bring agreements prior to the agreement. Council, this is a courtesy
council in advance.
Alderman Willow.
Exhibit C changes pedestrian walks to 10 feet. Does that include sidewalks or just trails? Okay. Could we.
What page, wait, please?
Front page 81, Exhibit C, which is also in. Question for the city attorney. City attorney, if we say Exhibit C changes to pedestrian walks is 10 feet, will that affect sidewalks? I mean, if someone's going to say, well, it says here, pedestrian, we've called sidewalks and pedestrian walks one and the same in the past, so do we need more clarification? Because I just want to make sure we're not, you know, putting something that's going to require 10-foot sidewalks. And hopefully we'll all catch
Steve?
That. Yeah. So Glenn, real important to use sidewalk versus pedestrian walks and documents, I guess.
There's other places in this except for sidewalk.
Okay.
You need to define sidewalk.
Okay. Thank you.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. My favorite subject.
Oh, my God.
G9, stop signs at Greyhawk and Greyhawk Court. Alderman Dandrea.
This kid in public works.
Pardon?
Oh, twice. This kid in public works twice. That's the motion. Just move it.
No, this is the motion. Options, recommended option B and C,
yeah.
Deny the request to install stop signs.
Yep.
We've gone through, we've had the community meeting after we saw it. It's gone back to Public Works
twice,
and Public Works denied it. We have to stay and remain consistent with our ordinances. If we all of a sudden expand, we're going to create a quandary. So, I got a first and a second?
Yep.
Right.
You're the first, I'm the second.
That's right.
Discussion? I'm sorry,
aye.
Mr. City Attorney, wait a minute. Okay.
Send a letter.
This is the corrected letter.
Good letter.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G10 is a pavement contract. Next.
Second.
One point is, I didn't see the list of streets. All those in favor of the motion? This is good. None of you can say.
Yeah, no, that's how it should be.
Good.
You can, they're all in the 4th district. Next. Let's vote. Come on, guys. Let's get going.
There's none in the 6th. There's none in the 6th.
There actually is a list of streets. It's just in paragraph 2.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G11, closing the street for the...
Move to approve.
Second.
The map is incorrectly marked. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Point.
Madam Clerk.
Whatever they need.
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G12 is a resolution to amend investment policy. Oh.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Let's try it again. You ready?
Aye.
Everybody ready? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G13 is the monthly
motion
financial report.
Motion
to
receive and place on file.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14 is a change to our sound system plan. Mr. Liberta?
Motion to deny. I like it the way it is.
Second.
I guess that's it.
No.
This is simply a request. You've previously told me I can develop, you've hired a consultant to help develop plans. If we do it wirelessly, it would not have to be bid out under sealed bids as a public construction, because it would no longer be a construction project. It would be more like an IT project. We will still get competitive bidding. I've got 5 that have been consulted, and at least 4 are interested in giving pricing. And so the Common Council, as soon as the next meeting, it might take 2, but as soon as the next meeting, we could have sort of a finalized strategy and prices back to try and keep it moving.
Good to be.
Alderman
Mayor. I have no problem with this. And Mark, I'm sure you know what you're doing. You do a good job. But you have other things to do, too. We have an IT director. I was curious, wasn't mentioned in the write-up at all, is recommending or being involved.
Since the sound system is sort of a separate island in that, and the IT director is right now focused on some very important police department, fire department, and network security issues. I'm letting him do the stuff that requires his expertise. So the only place he will get plugged into this now will be making sure the switch that connects it is connected to the proper LAN so that it can operate wirelessly using the network we have. It'll be an isolated one so that there's no security risk to it. So he'll be plugged in. I'm taking point on this one and getting the contractor selected.
And that's good, and as long as he's plugged in, but just so that he's fully aware of what it involves and entails, just in case you would retire or leave, he can step in and not have any questions about it.
He's very much involved.
Okay, very good.
Just understand, guys, we don't have any staff sitting on our hands. We're up to our hands.
Nobody's suggesting that.
I don't know. I wasn't saying that. I was just reinforcing the point that a ton of stuff can work. And by the way, this will require the Common Council to work very hard at the sound system. You'll have to unplug your mic from the charging station.
Ms. Liberta?
Really hard.
Ms. Liberta, when this was put together, wasn't Hartland was the one who wrote the whole thing that was going to go out for bid before we decided?
Hartland was developing the specifications for the wired system, yes.
And at that time, they wanted to be able to bid on it. Are they going to now be the ones doing the work?
They will still be one of the people we're getting the pricing from. But under this structure, I got enough information from them when they did the couple different, the work in the wired area, such that I have the information I need working with all four of the vendors to finalize what would be needed for a wireless. Because for the wired one, you actually have to figure out where everything's located, how the wires run, what kind of wires. You have to have specific plans and details to put in your sealed bid document. This one is different. In doing the wireless strategy, you basically have a list of the products and then the price they're going to charge you to install them and make them all work. Much simpler from our standpoint. They will be one of the companies that helps me finalize the list of equipment that we'll need to make sure we've covered everything, and then they intend to submit a price list as well.
Sounds like they'll have a pretty good advantage. But
the truth is,
we'd be surprised.
Second, would you want to go names or just one down roll? Okay.
Especially they're good.
Okay. BRYS. Briss. Approve. Cole. Hope for appearance. Davis. Deny. Habitual criminality. License. Activities.
I miss all the fun.
Jasky. Approve. Zelinsky. Approved. Academy of Preschool Learning, Inc. Approved.
Oh, that was pending inspection.
Well, then, here.
The next one is Ms. Ricky's.
Academy was approved.
Pending inspection. And Ms. Ricky's approved pending inspection. Dasher Mobile's approved. Franklin Mobile is pulled for inspection information.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I-1, is there a motion approving city vouchers on ending date of April 1st, 2019, the amount of $2,411,725.15, and payroll dated March 29th, 2019, the amount of $403,214.66, and payments to various payroll deductions in the amount of $396,726.22, plus matching payments, and estimated payroll dated April 12th, estimated at $393,000 in payments and various payroll deductions, estimated at $222,000, which is matching payments and property tax refunds and investments with an ending date of March 28th in the amount of $5,210.88.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman
Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman
Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman
Aye.
Alderman Aye.
Aye. Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Operator.